Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. My name is Shania. In my podcast, I am going to be talking about floods, earthquakes, tsunamis, and tornadoes. But today's topic is Hurricane Ida because it is a recent hurricane in the country of Louisiana. Let's get started. August 28, 2021, Hurricane Ida struck Sunday with winds reaching higher than 170 miles per hour. The total destruction affected areas were still being assessed. Ida developed in the Caribbean Sea as a Category 2 hurricane on Saturday. That same day, the storm rapidly strengthened as it moved in the hurricane. There was a lot of wind and heavy rain. Hurricane Ida was second most intense in hurricane to strike the United States and be behind Hurricane Katrina. Hurricanes like Ida are likely to be larger and cause greater destructions when they form over hotter ocean water as a climate change, global sea temperature to rise. While it may landfall as a category 4 hurricane with winds of 150 miles an hour, killing at least one person, it appears through to have weakened a tropical storm as it moves up Louisiana and then into Mississippi. And while officials are still stuck about its toll on the Gulf Coast, is taking far fewer lives than Katrina did when it hit the region 16 years ago to the day. It left huge damages, like roofs started to come apart and there was no power. But on Wednesday, September 1st, early in the morning, the power was back. Hurricane Ida was been blamed for the death of at least 2 people as of Monday, according to Louisiana's Department of Health. One man drowned after he attempted to drive his car through flood waters in New Orleans. The other victim was found Sunday night after being hit by a fallen tree. Some people even lost their houses. If I was in that situation, I would probably be worried about my house, my car, my family, but most importantly, myself. People that day needed to go to work or were coming back from work. They needed their cars, wait for the bus and subway. That day, nobody could get on the bus or subway because the bus and subway were filled with water from the hurricane. People who evacuated Louisiana were told not to return because of the widespread devastation and massive power outage. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast this week. Next week, we're going to be talking about Hurricane Katrina. So stay tuned. And until next time, bye.